Springs, Colorado. This is Scott LaBarre coming to you with Convention Audio Bulletin number 4. And we are listening to Where the Columbines Grow, which is the first official song of Colorado. It was written by a gentleman named A.J. Finn and was adopted as the official Colorado song in 1915. And of course, columbines are the official flowers of the state of Colorado. Anyway, I hope you've had a terrific weekend. We are now only 10 days away from convention. Today is October 19th, and our convention will begin next Thursday, the 29th. Let me share another clue with you about the person that won our $266 registration drawing. This person, I've given a bunch of clues, such as this person actually lives in Colorado, and the person is in the northern half of Colorado. I told all the staff and students of the center the other day that it is not one of them. And then on Saturday, I told Maureen Neatfeld at the Denver chapter meeting that it wasn't Maureen who won this. The next clue is this person is not, I repeat, is not a native to the state of Colorado. So, what else do I want to cover here in this convention audio bulletin? Well, I want to tell you about next Thursday, the 29th, what we're going to be doing in terms of breakout sessions. We're going to have two sort of concurrent tracks. At 10 a.m., we are going to hear from the seniors. We're going to have a seniors seminar. At 11:15 a.m., Peggy Chung, the blind history lady, will be giving us a wonderful seminar about our history here in Colorado and the blind in Colorado. The Diversity and Inclusion Committee will be holding a breakout session at 12:30 on Thursday afternoon. And then at 1:45, the blind parents will be getting together, I think also with the parents of blind children. At 3 p.m., we have the Guide Dogs Seminar and Breakout, which will go till 4:30. And then, of course, our opening ceremony starts at 5:30. While all of those are going on, we're going to have some Colorado Center seminars that were conducted this past summer for blind students, but really are applicable to all of us. At 10 a.m., we're going to hear about the blind architect from California. His name is, let me see here, Christopher Downey, and he is the one who designed the San Francisco Lighthouse for the blind, their new building. It is an outstanding building. You should go visit it someday if you're in San Francisco. 11 a.m. is Communication, the Key to Success, Methods for Becoming Your Own Advocate. Okay, and I guess Scott LaBarre, says here he is an attorney at law. I'm an attorney at law. Wow, that's cool. So I'll be doing that seminar. And let's see, what else do we have at 3 p.m.? Get the job, develop a career, hear from three highly successful blind people who love what they do. So that is the last seminar, breakout session that our center will be offering. So that tells you a little bit about Thursday at our convention, October 29th. And I want to remind you that you can still register for the convention. Now, you won't be eligible to vote if you happen to be a member of the NFV of Colorado, but you can still register and be eligible for door prizes. Our registration page is nfbco.org, and if you go to the first heading on the page, you will see a link there for our registration page. Also, right below that is a link for registering for our 6.dash, which will be the topic of another Convention Audio Bulletin. Thank you for listening to Convention Audio Bulletin number 4. Have a great Monday.